感谢主，我们的弟兄已经说了。
We thank the Lord that our brother has already said.
基督是一切问题的答案。
Christ is the answer to all our questions.
所以感谢主，我没有答案，只有基督有答案。
Thank you. I do not have answers. Only Christ has answers.
但是感谢主，给我们许多的问题。
We thank the Lord for all these questions.
我们不要怕问题。
We shouldn't be afraid of questions.
我们要怕没有问题。
We have to be afraid of not having questions.
那就是糟了。
Then it's a problem.
所以感谢赞美主，为这是许许多多的问题。
Thank and praise the Lord for all these questions.
我想我们可以再有一次的特会。
We think that we can have another conference then.
还不能解决这所有的问题。
Because we haven't taken care of all the questions.
我脑袋许多的问题
I had received many questions.
我没有办法一一的在那里交通
I cannot answer every question.
所以我把所有的问题都归纳起来
So I have organized the questions.
归纳起来还有五个大问题
After I have organized them, there are still five big questions.
可以有五次的特会
We can have five more conferences.
所以要在这短短的时间呢，交通，我觉得很困难。
So to only spend just a few minutes to share this and answer this, I think it's difficult.
第一个问题可以说是关乎合约和交通的问题。
The first question relates to unity and fellowship.
感谢赞美主，弟兄姊妹心里面有这样的问题。
Thank and praise the Lord that brothers and sisters have such questions.
神把我们不同的人。
The Lord has taken us very different people.
神把我们有不同的看法、做法。
And we who have different opinions on how to do things.
他却能把我们在圣灵里面合而为一。
Yet in the Holy Spirit, He can join us in one.
所以不同并不是合一的难处。
So being different is not a difficulty with the unity.
不同反而是合一的奇妙。
Being different is actually presenting the mystery of the unity.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们不要因为碰到一些不同的情形。
Don't because we have encountered different situations.
叫我们放弃，不保守，绝对得保守在圣灵里的合一。
That we give up on diligently preserving the unity of the Spirit.
因为只有我们绝对保守在圣灵里的合一。
Because only when we diligently preserve the unity of the Spirit.
并且我们彼此敞开来交通。
And we are open to each other in fellowship.
我们会达到在真道上和认识神儿子上的合一。
We will attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God.
当然，这需要我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
Of course, this needs every single brother and sister.
要有一个敞开的灵。
To have an open spirit.
同时呢，
at the same time,
要有一个谦卑的心。
Also to have a humble heart.
我们的难处，
our difficulty,
只要别人都像我一样。
We want others to be like us.
这样我们就满意了。
This way we are satisfied.
但是感谢赞美神，
but thank and praise God.
就记住各种的不同，
through the many differences,
叫我们学习忍耐，
to learn patience,
叫我们学习虚心，
to have us learn humility,
叫我们不勉强别人一定要照着我们所看见的去做，
to cause us not to force others to do according to what we believe is right.
同时我们还是愿意交通。
But yet, we are still willing to fellowship.
我们愿意从弟兄姊妹的中间。
We are willing to from the brothers and sisters.
来接受凡是出于神的。
To receive everything that is of God.
因为我们一个人总是有限。
Because we as an individual are limited.
所以我们需要弟兄姊妹彼此的交通。
So we need the fellowship of brothers and sisters.
有的人发现个问题。
Some people ask this question.
那究竟我们怎么能交通呢？
Then how do we fellowship?
如果他在不同的聚会里头。
If he is in a different meeting.
如果他有不同的背景。
If he has a different background.
他有不同的做法。
He has a different method of doing things.
我们怎么能与他有交通呢？
How can we have fellowship with them?
那第一我们要记得，
The first thing we have to remember,
交通是从个人开始。
Fellowship starts with an individual.
同时呢，
At the same time,
要在神的祝福底下也能叫我们教会与教会交通。
And in the Lord's blessing, fellowship can happen between churches.
所以如果我们碰到难处的时候，
So when we encounter difficulties,
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
在教会的里面，
In the church,
或者在组织的里面，
Or in an organization,
总有一些爱主的弟兄姊妹，
There ought to be a few brothers and sisters that love the Lord.
能超越外面的组织，
That can overcome that outer organization.
而在圣灵的里面彼此交通。
And in the spirit have fellowship.
所以这并不是不可能的事情。
It's not an impossible thing.
虽然那个交通不够完全。
Even though that fellowship may not be complete.
因为交通的根基是生命。
Because the fellowship's basis is life.
交通的程度乃是真理。
But yet, the degree of fellowship has to do with truth.
我们不能把真理当作交通的基础。
We cannot use truth as the foundation for our fellowship.
当然我所说的真理不是只说基本的 信仰说的。
But when I speak about truth, I'm not speaking about a basic truth.
因为我们是一个信的为主。
Because we have one faith and one Lord.
但是这个是指着整个的圣经的教训说的。
But this speaks about the whole, all of the teaching of the Bible.
所以虽然在那些的真理上面我们的看法不同，做法不同。
Even though in these matters of truth, we may have different understandings and different ways of doing it.
但是我们不要被这些东西所捆绑。
But let us not be bound by these things.
让我们从个人的交通开始。
Let us start with individual fellowship first.
如果彼此有主的生命，
If there is the life of Christ,
我们至少能在生命的里面我们交往。
At the minimum, we can have fellowship in life.
然后渐渐因着交通的缘故，能达到在正道上和认识神儿子的合一上。
And slowly through fellowship, we can attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
严格的说来，
strictly speaking,
我们不是与任何的组织交通。
We don't have fellowship with certain organizations.
如果你要与组织交通的话，
if you want to have fellowship with an organization,
那你必须要同意或者要妥协。
Because then you either have to agree with them or you have to compromise.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
我们是与圣徒交通。
We have fellowship with the saints.
我们要与圣的教会交通。
We also have fellowship with the church of God.
所以我想我只能在原则上稍微提一下。
I think I can only mention this in principle.
那第二个问题，
Second question,
可以说是关乎我们的生活和我们的教导。
Has to do with our living and our teaching.
我曾在这里说过，
I had once said,
身体的生活乃是从生命而来的。
Body living initiates with life.
并不是从教导来的。
Does not come from teaching.
但是教导乃是在以后发生的。
Teaching happens later.
因为能帮助我们在生活的上面比较正确。
Because it can help us to live the body living more accurately.
所以你在读圣经的时候，
So when you read the Bible,
你看见说当使徒们出去传道，
You see that when the apostles went forth to preach,
他们带领一般的人信了主。
They brought a group of people to believe in the Lord.
让这一班弟兄姊妹大家一同在主里面聚集交通。
And these brothers and sisters gathered together in fellowship.
好像他们很少在那里给他们许多的教导。
As if they rarely gave them a lot of teaching.
因为他们是把这些弟兄姊妹交给圣灵。
Because they have entrusted these brothers and sisters to the Holy Spirit.
人的教导有限。
Man's teaching is limited.
但是圣灵在我们的里面。
But the Holy Spirit in us.
圣经告诉我们说，
The Bible tells us.
神的恩膏在我们里面。
The anointing of God is in us.
他亲自要教导我们。
And he will teach us himself.
大事和小事。
Big things, small things.
他都要教导我们。
He will teach us in all things.
我们如果顺服膏油的教训，
If we obey the teaching of the anointing,
我们就常常住在主的里面。
Then we will often abide in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
神没有把你交给人，
God did not entrust you to any human.
神把你交给圣灵。
God entrusted you to the Holy Spirit.
因为神尊重我们。
Because God respects us.
他不能把我们交给任何的人。
He cannot entrust us to any man.
他自己要来教训我们。
He will teach us himself.
所以是每一个的里面有生命。
So in each person there is life.
有生命的灵在里头。
There is the spirit of life in him.
他要教导我们。
He will teach us.
叫我们知道怎样能彼此相助，
to teach us how to help each other，
怎样能彼此勉励，
how to encourage one another，
怎样能一同聚集一同交通，
how to gather, how to fellowship.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以你看使徒们。
So you see at the look at the apostles.
他们没有详细的教导他们怎样聚会。
They did not in detail show them how to meet.
他们把这些人带到主面前。
They brought these people before the Lord.
让他们在主的主权之下一同聚集。
And then gathered under God's authority.
圣灵自己带领他们。
The Holy Spirit led him himself.
借着他们里面的生命在那里带领他们。
And then through the love of the portion of life in them led them.
等到使徒们再回到他们中间的时候。
And when the apostles returned to them.
他们看见圣灵的工作。
They could see the work of the Holy Spirit.
然后你才看见有设立长老的事情。
Then you see them establishing elders.
因为神已经在弟兄们的中间。
Because the Lord was already in the midst of the brethren.
谁是他拣选的人？
Who are those that he chose?
是圣灵的拣选。
The choosing of the Holy Spirit.
使徒们不过这一任而已。
The apostles only recognized them.
我想一个很明显的例子。
I think there's a perfect example.
保罗在哥林多有一年半之久。
Paul spent 1.5 years in Corinth.
他对他们讲了许许多多的话。
He spoke many words to them.
但是也有许多的话他没有讲。
But he didn't speak a lot of words.
我想这是有意义的。
I think there is a significance there.
因为如果他讲得太早。
Because if he spoke some words too early.
哥林多的教会就变成一个组织了。
The church in Corinth will become an organization.
好像样样都很整整齐齐。
As if everything is very orderly.
没有一点的纷乱。
There is no confusion.
但是是死的。
But it's dead.
不是活的。
Not alive.
所以你看他有好些的话他不讲。
So there are many words Paul did not say.
一直到哥林多前书第十四章的里面。
Until you reach 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
他在提到说，当我们聚集的时候，应当怎么做。
Then he said, when we meet, we ought to do such and such.
当神的儿众儿女聚集在一起的时候。
When the children of God gather together.
他说，
he said,
有的人有诗歌。
Some people may have hymns.
有的人有启示。
Some may have revelation.
有的人有话语。
Some may have some words.
那么大家就让圣灵来带领。
And then everyone will be led by the Holy Spirit.
照着神所给你的。
According to what God has given
you. 你就在那里供应给教会。
Then you contribute to the church.
如果说方言。
If you speak in tongues.
两三个人说方言。
Two or three ought to speak in tongues.
不然大家都在那里说方言。
Not everybody speaking in tongues.
如果有人说方言的话。
If someone speaks in tongues.
一定要有人翻译。
Someone has to translate.
不然其他的人都不懂神在那里做什么。
Then no one knows what God is doing there.
甚至说先知讲道。
Even the prophets and the teachers.
也不是每一个人都先知讲道。
Not everybody ought to be prophets and
teachers. 大家都讲。
If everybody speaks.
大家同时讲。
Everybody speaks at the same time.
一点都听不见。
No one can understand.
他说也是一两个两个三个。
It's two or three.
够了。
It's enough.
不要太多。
Not too many.
太多你也不能吸收了。
So many you cannot accept it.
那么如果先知就讲到了。
If a prophet is speaking.
后来有一个弟兄他在做启示。
And all of a sudden a brother has a revelation.
那么怎么办？
Then what do you do?
那么这个先知讲到的人就坐下来了。
The prophet then needs to sit down.
让神的启示能告诉弟兄姊妹。
To allow the revelation of God be given to brothers and
sisters. 所以每一件事情都是很有秩序的。
So everything is orderly.
这是圣灵的秩序。
This is the order from the Holy Spirit.
并且都是美丽的。
And it's beautiful.
圣灵在那里运行的时候。
When the Holy Spirit moves.
他在身体里头运行。
He moves in the body.
不是一个人在那里霸占一切。
Not one person taking up all the time.
你看这是多美丽的一件事情。
Don't you think it's a wonderful and beautiful thing?
也非常有秩序。
And it's very orderly.
乃是到十四章保罗才提醒他们。
Then in chapter 14, Paul reminds them.
表明说。
And spoke to them.
在那个之前。
Before that.
这些弟兄姊妹聚集在一起。
These brothers and sisters when they gather.
大家争先恐后的在那里要讲话。
Everybody was trying to fight to who will speak first.
那个时候可能姊妹的话更多。
Maybe sisters speak even more.
好像弟兄的话少。
As if the brothers spoke less.
但是感谢赞美神。
But thank and praise God.
慢慢弟兄们也有话了。
Slowly the brothers started to have words.
那么那个时候
，at that time，
圣灵的次序就显出来了。
Then the spiritual order becomes evident.
所以呢，就看见说。
So brothers, you see.
教导是需要的。
You need teaching.
但是让生命先发展。
You allow life to come first.
如果一开始就教导的话，
if in the beginning all you do is teach,
这个生命反而受了限制了。
Then this life becomes restrained.
不能长大了。
Cannot grow up.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们还是需要教导。
We still need teaching.
但是教导不过是在旁边帮助。
Teaching is only on the side assisting.
为什么需要教导呢？
Why do we need teaching?
有的时候我们在那里说。
Sometimes we say there.
新约里面说你们不用别人来教导你。
In the New Testament it says you do not need anyone to teach you.
因为圣灵在你里面会教导你。
Because the Holy Spirit will teach you in you.
所以我们这些教导的人都应当走掉。
So we who teach should go away.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神还是兴起人来教导。
God still raises people to teach.
教导不过在旁边帮助。
Teaching is there only assisting on the side.
真正帮助我们的。
The one that truly helps us.
那是圣灵自己。
Is the Holy Spirit.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
每一个人都应当向着主。
May all of us be towards, turn our face towards the Lord.
要学习让圣灵天天来带领我们。
To learn how to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us and lead us every day.
天天来教导我们。
To teach us every day.
并且我们顺服。
And that we submit and obey.
如果这样的话，
if we do this,
当我们聚集在一起的时候，
as we gather together,
对于圣灵的运行，
and when it comes to this matter of the whole moving of the
Spirit, 就没有问题了。
Then there's no problem.
今天的问题在哪里呢？
What is the problem today?
我们在日常生活中，
in our daily living,
我们不接受圣灵的教导。
We do not allow the Spirit to teach us.
到了聚会的时候，
when we come to the meeting,
你要受圣灵的教导，
when you want to learn the teaching of the Spirit,
就非常的困难。
It becomes very difficult.
那么只有默祷散会了。
Then you just have to pray and finish the meeting.
那第三个大问题，
the third big question,
我们怎样能保守我们自己在神面前圣洁？
How do we keep ourselves holy before God?
我们怎样能保守我们所在的教会在神面前圣洁？
How do we keep the church that we're in holy?
严格的说来，
strictly speaking,
我们不能保守。
We cannot keep it.
我们自己都保守不了。
We cannot even keep ourselves.
我们能保守弟兄姊妹吗？
Can we keep brothers and sisters?
只有一位能保守我们。
Only one person can keep us.
那就是我们的主。
And that is our Lord.
是弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
是主保守我们。
It is the Lord who has kept us.
如果不是主保守我们的话，
If the Lord didn't keep us,
我们早已跌倒了。
We would have already fallen.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
他不但拯救我们。
He not only saves us.
他是救我们到底。
He saves us to the end.
所以他是我们唯一的保障。
So he is our only protection.
如果我们把自己交在他的手里，
If we entrust ourselves into his hands,
他能叫我们全然成圣。
He can allow us to be completely holy.
叫我们灵魂身体都成圣。
Spirit, soul, and body be sanctified.
并且得蒙他的保守。
And to be protected by him.
在他荣耀的面前。
In his, before his glory.
无可指责。
Without blame.
这是神做的事。
This is the working of God.
这就是神所能做的事。
This is what God can do.
要准备把自己交托给他。
The important thing is that you have to entrust yourself to him.
我们不要想我们自己可以保守自己圣洁。
Don't think that we can keep ourselves holy.
不管你的毅力有多大，
No matter how strong your will is,
你没有办法保守你自己。
You cannot keep yourself.
试探太大。
Temptation is too great.
吸引太大。
Attractions are too great.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
我们里面住在我们里面的。
The one who dwells in us.
比住在世界上的更大。
It's greater than he who is in the world.
他能保守我们不失脚。
He can protect us not to stumble.
欢欢喜喜站在他的面前,
to joyously stand before him.
因为他是长远活主,
because he lives eternally.
为我们祷告,
often praying for us always.
他是我们的大祭司,
he is our great high priest.
他天天为我们祷告,
he prays for us every day.
他不断地为我们祷告,
he prays for us unceasingly.
叫我们 能脱离试探,
that we may be delivered from temptation.
当我们跌倒的时候,
when we fall,
叫我们能回头,
that we may be willing to return.
只有他能保守我们,
only he can keep us.
我们实在感谢赞美,
we thank and praise the Lord.
那教会也是一样,
and it's the same thing with the church.
个人需要主的保守,
we need God's protection individually.
教会也需要主的保守,
the church also needs the Lord's protection.
我们没有办法在那里做警察,
we cannot be there being a policeman.
这个警察是圣灵,
the policeman is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要仰望主, 保守他的教会圣洁,
we have to look to the Lord to keep his church blemish without wrinkle.
那么第四个问题,
the fourth question,
第四个问题是关乎圣灵的问题,
has to do with the Holy Spirit.
有人发现一个问题,
someone asked this question.
说我们应当顺服圣灵,
we ought to obey the Holy Spirit.
那么哥林德前书14章里面,
but how about in 1 Corinthians chapter 14?
先知的灵要顺服先知,
the spirit of the prophet needs to obey the prophet.
那这个与顺服圣灵有没有冲突?
Then is it in conflict with obeying the Holy Spirit?
那么弟兄姊妹请记得,
brothers and sisters, remember,
圣灵住在我们里面,
the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
他是神,
he is God.
他在那里是基督的代表,
he is there representing Christ.
他在那里是代表神,
he there represents God.
因为他是神,
because he's God,
是我们的顺服他,
so we ought to obey and submit to him.
我们得相信他,
we ought to believe in him.
并且我们要顺服他,
we have to submit to him.
不但在大事上要顺服,
not just in big matters,
小事就自由了,
and then free in little things,
连小事也要顺服他,
even in little things we have to submit to him.
因为他是神,
because he's God.
但是,
but
先知的灵是顺服先知的,
the spirit of the prophet needs to submit to the prophet.
当初哥林多的圣徒,
the saints in Corinth,
他不能分辨这两件事,
he cannot distinguish these two.
他以为说,
he thought,
圣灵降在他身上,
when the Holy Spirit came upon him,
赐给他恩赐,
and gave him a gift,
那他就不能管理圣灵所赐的恩赐,
so he could not control the gift that the Spirit gave him.
因此,
for this reason,
他觉得说如果主今天给我方言的恩赐,
he felt that if the Lord gave me tongues today,
那我一定要说方言,
then I have to speak in tongues.
而不管有没有人翻方言,
no matter if there was anyone there to interpret,
因为我要顺服圣灵,
because I had to submit to the Holy Spirit.
你知道今天的难处,
you know the difficulty today,
当有人受灵恩的时候,
when people have been influenced by charismatic movements,
他不敢试验灵,
he dares not to test the Spirit.
因为他觉得如果他试验灵,
because he felt that if he is there to test the Spirit, he is sinning against the Spirit.
但是圣经明明告诉我们,
but the Bible clearly says,
所有的灵不能不相信,
you cannot believe every Spirit.
你要试验这个灵是不是从神来的,
you have to test whether the Spirit is from God or not.
因为除了圣灵之外,
because other than the Holy Spirit,
还有许多的邪灵在地上,
there are many evil spirits on the earth.
除了许多的邪灵,
other than the evil spirits,
还有许多堕落的灵在里头,
and there are some fallen spirits.
兄弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当我们有灵恩经历的时候,
when we have an experience of the Spirit,
你要试验那个灵,
you have to test that Spirit,
是不是出于神的,
whether that Spirit is from God.
凡是不认耶稣是道成肉身的,
every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus as incarnate God,
那就是敌基督的灵,
that's the spirit of the Antichrist.
不是圣灵,
it's not the Holy Spirit.
所以你看见这是很重要的,
so this is very important.
那么圣灵降在人的身上,
So the Holy Spirit coming upon man.
这是他的彰显。
This is his manifestation.
所以圣经就用 manifestation 这个字。
So the Bible uses the word manifestation.
这是他的彰显。
This is his manifestation.
他彰显他的能力。
He manifests his power.
他彰显他的恩赐。
He manifests his gifts.
因为恩赐都是从圣灵来的
Because all gifts are from the Holy Spirit.
能力也是从圣灵来的
Power is also from the Holy Spirit.
但是不是圣灵自己
But it's not the Holy Spirit himself.
换一句话说
In other words,
恩赐没有人格的
Gift it does not have a personality.
没有圣灵的人格在里头
Doesn't have the personality of the Spirit.
这是圣灵的彰显
This is a manifestation of the Spirit.
所以先知的灵要顺服先知
So therefore the spirit of the prophet needs to submit to the prophet.
先知要管理使用这个灵
Prophet has to exercise that spirit.
而有的时候先知要接着这个先知的灵说预言
So sometimes this prophet through the spirit of the prophet needs to prophesy.
但是有的时候他要管制这一个先知的灵
But sometimes he has to control the spirit of the prophet.
因为恩赐好像一把刀一样
Because the gift is like a sword.
很有用处
It's very useful.
但是
But
如果你不知道怎样运用它的话
If you do not know how to use it.
这个反而有害处
Then it becomes with negative effects.
你不能把一把刀交在一个小孩子的手里头。
You cannot entrust a sword into the hand of a child.
他把这个刀就害自己也害别人。
Then this sword will cause harm to him and to others.
因为他的生命不够来使用这一个能力。
Because his life is not sufficient to know how to use this.
需要生命上要长大。
His life needs to grow up.
有更多的恩典
to have enough grace.
来使用这个恩赐
to use this gift.
今天人注重恩赐
Today people focus on the gift.
忽略恩典
but neglect grace.
因为恩典需要代价
because grace needs a price to be paid.
恩典需要对付我们的肉体
because grace we have to deal with our flesh.
你如果在恩典上有缺少的话
But if you are lacking in grace,
你借了这个能力
then you will receive power,
这是一件危险的事情
this is dangerous.
所以我们学了一个功课
so we learn a lesson.
你到五旬节之前
Before the Pentecost,
你先得经过哥哥他
you still have to first go through Golgotha.
没有经过哥哥他
Before you go through Golgotha,
就进到五旬节
then you enter into Pentecost.
这有难处
then there is difficulty there.
这是今天关乎圣灵混乱的原因
so that's why there is so much confusion about the spirit today.
所以我们需要先到哥哥他
so we have to go to Golgotha first.
对付我们的天然
and deal with our natural man.
让这个生命在我们里面掌权
then we allow the life of the Lord to rule in us.
然后能力可以有正常正当的使用
then the power can be executed properly.
所以先知的灵是顺服先知的
so the spirit of the prophet needs to submit to the prophet.
那最后一个问题
then the last question.
关乎青年的问题
It relates to the young people.
感谢赞美主
Thank and praise the Lord.
许多弟兄姊妹对于在教会里头的青年有负担
Many brothers and sisters are burdened about the young people in the church.
所以今天你看见
So you see today.
在许多的基督教的组织里面
In many Christian organizations.
他们要用各种各样的方法来吸引青年人
They try to use many different methods to draw the young people.
如果青年人喜欢外面这些东西
If the young people enjoy these external things,
让我们把这些外面的东西带到教会里来
Let us bring these external things into the church.
可以吸引他们
We can attract them.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我们要知道
We have to know,
这些都是虚假的
These things are all false.
真正吸引是主的爱吸引我们
What really draws us is the love of God.
只有当主的爱吸引我们的时候
Only when the Lord, love of the Lord draws us.
我们才会起来跟从他
Then we will rise up and follow him.
我们必须要像彼得一样
You need to be like Peter.
对主说
To say to the Lord.
主啊
Lord.
你有永生之道。
You have the words of eternal life.
我们相信你是从神来的。
We believe you have come from God.
我们还能到哪里去呢？
Where else can we go?
我们必须跟从你。
We have to follow you.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天是需要的是基督的爱激励我。
We need today for the love of the Lord to encourage us.
所以我们对青年们，
So for the young people,
我们唯一能帮助他们，
The only thing we can help them with,
就是我们要带他们到主面前，
We have to bring them before the presence of the Lord.
让他们与主有直接的关系，
Allow them to have a direct relationship with our Lord.
当主的爱摸着他们的时候，
When the Lord, love of the Lord touches them,
你赶也赶不住他们，
You cannot even try to cast them away.
因为他是被主的主，
Because they've already been gained by the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
不是外面的方法要来吸引青年。
It's not an external method to try to draw young people.
如果是这样的话，
If it's this way,
这些的青年没有属灵的前途。
These young people do not have a spiritual future.
并且他要把整个的教会带到世界里去。
And yet, he will bring the whole church into the world.
我们不要在那里注意人数。
Let us not pay attention to the numbers.
因为人多就是成功。
Thinking that the more numbers we have, the more successful we are.
这是世界。
This is the world.
教会不在乎人多少。
The church does not matter the number of people.
神所要的是品质，不是数字。
What God wants is quality, not quantity.
所以我们需要为青年祷告。
So we have to pray for our young people.
求助自己来摸着他们。
To ask the Lord to touch them.
同时我们也有一个责任。
We also have a responsibility.
我们在他们面前要有见证。
We have to have a testimony before them.
我们不能劝他们要爱主。
We cannot encourage them to love the Lord.
而我们自己爱世界。
And we go love the world.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天教会的难处。
This is a difficulty in the church today.
我们看见青年为他们担心，
We see the young people and we worry for them.
但是我们自己呢？
But how about us?
我们应该为自己担心。
We have to worry for ourselves.
不让世界抓住我们的心。
Do not allow the world to capture our hearts.
我们口里说爱主。
We say in our mouth,
我们的生活是爱世界。
But our living shows that we love the world.
这样的榜样，
This example,
青年人看得很清楚。
The young people observe it very clearly.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们不能做假冒伪善的人。
We cannot be hypocrites.
我们在神面前怎样？
How are we before God?
我们在人面前也是照样。
We then are before men.
我们在个人的生活上怎样？
In our life, individually, we are such.
我们在儿女的面前也怎样？
Before our children, we are the same.
不能有两种的生活。
We cannot have two lives.
这样我们把青年都赶到世界去了。
Because then we will send all of the young people into the world.
是父母在主面前的眼泪。
The tears of the parents.
叫儿女爱主。
It will cause.The children to love the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so, dear brothers and sisters,
这不是青年的问题，
This is not a problem with the youth.
这是我们大家的问题，
This is a problem with all of us.
愿神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
Thank you, Lord. We heard some very good answers.
Thank the Lord. We heard some very good answers.
我们都希望将来我讲的越长越好。
We all hope that the longer our brother speaks, the better.
这样我就有理由讲的越短越好。
Then that gives me the excuse to speak very short.
我这里有一个问题是这样，就是说有一个不知道哪位弟兄或者姊妹问说，昨天下午信息以前大家都拿到了一份的讲义。
And the question I had was, don't know if it's a brother or sister, said that before the meeting we received a handout.
因为昨天晚下午我们没有解释这个讲义。
And we actually didn't have a chance or opportunity to explain what the handout was all about.
那里面我们也提到一首尼弟兄写的词。
And we also had the lyrics of a hymn that Brother Nee wrote.
让我爱不受港带。
Let me love and not be respected.
所以呢，有人就想知道说，到底这个背景是什么样的背景
？So there's the question is they want to know what the background was.
我想我当然应该要回答这个问题。
So I will try to answer.
那昨天我们讲的腓勒帖腓的时候
，Yesterday when we spoke on Philadelphia，
我们提到这个摩尔维亚的大复兴
，We talked about the Moravian revival。
结果他们有100年的这个守望的祷告
，And they had a 100-year prayer vigil。
他们是根据以赛亚62章的话
，And they did it according to the words in Isaiah 62。
他们为耶路撒冷要设立守望的
，For Jerusalem watchmen were set。
他们自己不歇息，他们也不让他歇息
，And they did not rest。And they did not let the Lord rest either.
只等到耶路撒冷成为可赞美的地方。
Until Jerusalem was made and established as a praise in the earth.
所以他们就决定每天找24个弟兄24个姊妹。
So every day, 24 brothers, 24 sisters.
每一个弟兄或者姊妹祷告1个钟头。
And each brother or sister prayed for an entire hour.
24小时从来没有停过的。
And they did not stop 24 hours.
不只是一年。
Not only one.
2年。
2 years.
3年。
3 years.
结果持续了100年。
And it lasted for 100 years.
所以你看，这实在是个大的复兴。
This was a great revival.
那因着那个祷告。
Because of that prayer.
我们说过。65年以后，这个从守望村就打发去，他就从那里就打发出300个弟兄姊妹出去。
And we mentioned that 65 years later, then 300 missionaries were sent out of Hernhut.
那些木匠、那些陶匠在守望村的时候，他们做木匠、做陶匠。
Those carpenters, those potters, were carpenters and potters.While they were in Hernhut.
他们想到主什么时候打发他们出去，他们可以同样做木匠，同样的做铁匠。
They believed that they could still be a potter, they could still be a carpenter once they were sent out by the Lord.
所以我们看见这实在是圣灵做的。
We know this was done indeed a work by the Holy Spirit.
那祷告一百年以后
，After the prayer for 100 years,
结果1828年主在英国兴起了一个很大的运动。
In 1828, there was a great movement.
所以我们昨天特别提到 Darby 提到 George Mueller 也提到Robert Chapman 三位弟兄
And we mentioned yesterday about Darby, Mueller and Robert Chapman
我们用他们来形容他们弟兄们怎样遵守主的道
We use them to describe how the brothers kept the word
没有弃绝他的名
Did not reject his name
还有遵守他忍耐的道
And kept the word of his patience
然后时间就没有了
And then our time ran out
因为又过100年
Then 100 years later,
就是1828年的时候
1928年
的时候
1928,
结果主在中国在印度也做了一些事
And the Lord did a mighty work in China and in India
那我的意思就是如果我们讲到那一段的故事的时候
So my point is if we had time and had been able to explain that story
那么我们可以借着这些讲义稍微解释一下
And then we have been able to use the handout
那么那里有一个上海聚会处的一个图
And in that handout you actually had a pictureOf a place of worship in Shanghai.
那原因我们是想讲到大陆开始，中国开始聚会的时候。
And the reason was I wanted to explain when China began the meetings.
那因为有一个西国弟兄，他在上海住了7年。
There was a Westerner who lived in Shanghai for 7 years.
所以他就做了一个很有趣的观察和报告。
He had a very interesting report.
就是那个时候的聚会是怎样的聚会。
He kind of reported how did they meet at that time.
是非常有趣的。
It was very interesting.
但是为了配合那个解释，所以就给大家大概那个时候上海聚会的图样。
So just to be able to explain that time at that time, there was a design given.
所以目的是为着帮助的。
And the design of the actual building.
但是我们没有时间，所以我想这次我们就没有机会提到这些事情。
So we actually ran out of time and did not have a chance to explain it.
那我们为什么提起那个让我爱而不受感带呢
？Why did we bring out the lyrics of that hymn, "Let Me Be Loved"? Love and not be respected.
因为那个刚好是印在那个时候出的一份杂志，叫做《奖金记录》。
Because that was actually printed in a magazine.
这个是为着少年弟兄们预备的。
The magazine was prepared for the youth.
那么刚好那一次的封面。
That cover of that magazine.
那是1931年的时候。
In 1931.
那倪弟兄就把他刚刚写的词就印在上面。
our brother Washam Rani actually printed the words of his hymn on that magazine.
我们始终都以为是1930年写的。
We all thought that he wrote the magazine in 1930.
那结果我们找到这份杂志以后，我们叫它上面明明写是1931年。
So when we found this magazine, it was written in 1931.
那么我们特地就照着当时那个封面的样子就印给大家。
So we printed it to show you the cover of that time.
所以我们在纽约印好了，准备就带来给弟兄们。
So we actually printed it and in New York and brought it here.
那个有一个姊妹看上面脏得很。
So one sister said, "This is so dirty."
她说这个不好看，让我重新把它打字打过。So
she said, "Let me just reprint it because and retype it."
我说不，我们就是要这脏脏的样子。I
said, "No, I do want it to look kind of dirty."
这个有点像古董一样。It's
like an antique.
所以那个时候的奖金记录就这个样子的。So
this is how the journal or the magazine.
你看那个，你一定说，我今不知前途就有多远，我们不要再见。
Our brother Nee says, "I don't know how much further we have in the future."
然后他上面还括弧1931。
And then in parentheses, he put 1931.
所以这样你大概就知道整个故事的背景。
So now you know the story in the background.
那为什么我们要提起这件事呢？
Why did we want to bring this up?
因为许多人讲到中国的大陆的工作的时候，
Because many people, when they speak on the work in mainland China,
他们都很容易想到女弟兄。
Many times they think of Watchman Nee.
他们没有想到这个工作的确是圣灵的工作。
They did not think that it was the work of the Holy Spirit.
背后有许多无名的英雄。
In the background, there are many unsung heroes.
是主知道的，也是主认识的。
The Lord knew them.
所以整个的工作是圣灵的工作。The
entire work is the work of the Holy Spirit.
主的确用了女弟兄。
Yes, the Lord did use Washington.
但主也不用女弟兄。
But he also did not use them.
当初刚开始聚会起来的时候，
When the meeting first began,
就4年之间，
Within 4 years,
就在江苏跟浙江这两省，
Between Jiangsu and Zhejiang,
最少有30个聚会的地方兴起。
There were 30 gatherings.
而且大概有4000人。
About 4,000 people.
这实在是主自己的工作。
This is the Lord's work.
他们付上了许多的代价。
They paid a high price.
那么尼利用在做什么呢？
What did Washam Nee do?
尼利用他一个人自己在生死亡线上挣扎。
Our brother Nee was fighting between life and death.
主用过他一点。
Yes, the Lord used.
但等到这复兴工作真的开始的时候，
But when the revival work began,
尼利还不知道他到底这条路还走多远。
Brother Nee did not know how many more years he had.
他不知道到底还有没有明天。
He did not know whether there was still tomorrow.
1926年， 他就在厦门就知道他病了。
In 1926, in Xiamen, he knew he was sick.
医生说你只有几个月。
The doctor said, "You only have a couple."
如果他这么走了，什么都没有了。
If he died, nothing would be resolved.
主又留了他2年。
But the Lord kept him another.
他终于写完了《使徒行传》。
He finally finished writing the.
他现在应该可以走了。
Now maybe he could leave.
所以那个时候他非常非常一直在死亡线上挣扎的。
So he was fighting between life and death.
但是感谢主，到1928年年底的时候，
But at the end of 1928,
主奇妙地医治他。
The Lord miraculously healed him.
虽然医治了，
Even though he was,
但他身体非常非常的软弱。
But his body was weak.
一直到1931年。
Until 1931.
那个时候他偶尔做一点的工作。
He did some work.
那个时候他开始查马太福音。
He started to study Matthew.
所以也许就是查到马太5、6、7的时候。
And when probably when he was studying Matthew 5,
所以他就写了这首的词。
He wrote the lyrics of the song.
他对自己的前途没有把握。
He didn't have certainty for his future.
他知道主可以用他，主也可以不要用他。
He knew the Lord could use him or might not use him.
所以我觉得这个是非常重要的。
So I feel this is so important.
我们就可以知道说在中国的工作，
So we know that the work in China,
当初的确是圣灵做的。
That indeed it was the work of the Holy Spirit.
为什么？ 因为神不可能把神的儿女100年祷告放在一边的。
Because the Lord would not just cast away the prayer of the saints for 100 years.
经过100年，
Through 100 years,
然后就在英国兴起一班弟兄们。
The Lord raised a group of brethren in England.
再100年，
Another 100 years.
结果就在中国，在印度在做。
And China, in India, the work.
然后在英国，这个史伯克弟兄做了更深的工作。
And even a deeper work through our brother Sparks in England.
所以他们的工作有圣灵的特点的。
Their work has a special feature of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们讲到菲勒提菲的时候，
So when we speak of Philadelphia,
那我的目的是希望能够讲一讲大陆的工作。I
wanted to speak a little bit about the work.
那么主实在做了许多许多的工作。
The Lord has done much work.
这一条路是可以走的。
This way is a way that can be walked.
弟兄们有失败。
The brethren have failed.
英国的弟兄们有失败。
The brethren in England did fail.
中国跟印度的弟兄们都有失败。
The brethren in China and India have failed too.
那个失败和羞耻是显在全世界人面前。
That failure and that shame was manifest before the whole world.
但是不能因为他们倒下了，我们也倒下了。
But not because they fell shall we fall off.
他们倒下了是我们的警戒。
Because if they fell is a warning to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
这是 这是我们的负担。
That is our burden.
所以特别为了年轻人，
Especially for the young ones.
我觉得尤其我们在座大部分的从中国来， 都是可以说都是在这个范围里面的。
And we can say that most of, the, of us seated here today are among the
people. 所以我们应该知道一点主在中国所做的工作。
So we need to know what was the work of the Lord in China.
那不止这班弟兄们，
Not only these brothers, other brothers as well.
像王明道弟兄，像其他的弟兄，
such as brothers as 王明道，
他们只用，只在用他们。
The Lord indeed used them.
起初大家不知道这个路是一样的。
No, before they didn't see that the way was the same.
好像大家有一些不同。
It's as if they had differences.
等到试炼来到的时候，
So when temptation came,
等到火来， 等试炼
trials came.
等到火来到的时候，
When the fires came,
你看这班弟兄们通通走到一起去了。
And they all gathered together.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
写历史的人，
The historians tell us,
称他们说这一班人是属灵派。
They say these are the
好像敬虔派一样，
as if they were the pietists.
那么这些人专门叫属灵的，
and these people all speak of the
spiritual. 他们不只是 evangelicals，
not only are they evangelicals.
他们不只是基要派，
not only are they fundamentalists.
他们要更深地往前去，
but they want to move advance with.
所以弟兄姊妹， 你看圣灵能做人所不能做的工作，
the Holy Spirit can do a work that man can.
这一条路是真的，
this way is true.
是可以走的，
it can be walked.
我们说过， 从合一的弟兄们，
from the unity of the brethren,
一直到这个贵格会的弟兄们，
all the way to the Quakers,
一直到 Anabaptist,
all the way to the Anabaptist,
这些弟兄们用血铺了一条的路，
they use their blood to pave a way.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
如果主赐言的话，
if the Lord is to tarry,
我们应该能够走， 但愿靠着主的恩典， 我们能够走在上面。
By his grace may we walk away as well.
那么这个弟兄的问题就是， 是不是没有说完的话可以补充， 我就补充这么一点。
So the question really was, if you have not finished your message, can you finish it?
我不能再讲下去了，因为再讲下去，我们的弟兄就不能回答问题了。
I cannot continue. If I do, my brother can't finish.
I wish our brother had gone on a little longer, frankly. We need to learn from history. Mark Twain, the great American humorist, said, "We learn from history that we never learn from history."
Mark Twain, this American humorist, said, "We learn from history that we never learn from history."
Therefore, we're doomed to make the same mistakes that everybody else has made. Well, my questions, in one sense, are grouped into three areas.
我把我收到的问题分成三类。
The first, now these are questions, I wouldn't have raised this. What do we do when we have unspiritual leaders? Very good question. I have the greatest sympathy with young people.
我很同情
who see very clearly that some of the leaders are not spiritual. Then you have a real big problem. Sometimes younger people, we think younger people are empty-headed, they don't understand, but very often young people see more clearly than some of the older ones.
但事实是年轻人看的人民的眼睛是雪亮的。
We have a problem here.
治理问题。
What do we do about it?
那这种情形怎么办？
The word of God is very clear.
神的话很清楚。
The Lord Jesus is the one head of the church.
教会的元首是基督。
But we are also told very clearly in Romans 13 that we are to be subject to unsaved authority.
罗马14章告诉我们，我们要顺服那个甚至没有得救的执政掌权。
We are to be subject to every ordinance of man.
要顺服神所设立的权柄。
That is, if we are believers, we are to obey the law.
那么也就是说，我们要顺服这个政府的律法。
And now, listen, I'm Jewish, you're Chinese. We are to pay taxes.
要付税。
Not to be dishonest.
不能。
Not to cheat.
不能欺诈。
Very clear.
这都是很清楚的。
It is all in the word.
这都是圣经的话。
Jesus said, render to God what is God's and to Caesar what is Caesar's.
该杀的物归给该杀，神的物归给神。
We are also meant to obey within the church those that have authority over it.
所以同样的，在教会里面那些这个我们要顺服这些年长的弟兄。
Hebrews chapter 13 says obey them that have the rule over you.
希伯来书13章说那要顺服那些带领你们的人。
But we still have a problem.
当然问题还在。
Especially if those who have the rule over us are not walking with the Lord in a living manner.
尤其这些带领的弟兄并自己并没有活在主的面前。
What can we do?
那在这种情形之下怎么办？
Pray for revival.
祷告求主复兴教会。
We have another question here as well that is associated with this.
另外一个问题跟这个类似的。
I will just read it to you.
让我读读这个问题。
I think it's a very good question. I imagine a lot of people have this problem. How do we break a fixed pattern? I think they mean routine.
我们怎么样打破这种传统？
One same sister saying the same long prayer every week.
有一个姐妹每个礼拜的祷告同样又长的一样的祷告每个礼拜。
Another brother or sister asking the same hymns every week.
一个弟兄每个礼拜唱同一首诗歌。
What can we do with these?
像这种人我们怎么办？
It kills the meeting.
把整个的聚会的灵都杀掉了。
I have the greatest sympathy with you.
我非常同情你。
What is needed is life.
因为聚会所需要的是生命。
You see, you can contribute, but if there is not spiritual life in us, it's boring.
如果这个聚会没有生命在里面，就非常的沉闷。
Brothers and sisters, there is nothing so dead as a boring church meeting.
我想一个沉闷枯燥的聚会是整个教会生活的死亡。
When the Lord is not there,
主不在里头。
When the Holy Spirit is not clearly leading,
圣灵在这里没有掌权。
It can be so boring,
那这样的聚会呢就死气一片。
Especially for you younger people,
那对年轻人来讲很痛苦。
At least the Catholics have smells and bells and color.
起码在这个望弥撒的时候，起码还有铃铛啦、香啦，改善改善。
You know, there's all the time something happening.
因为那种聚会有很多事
情。In the Greek Orthodox Church, in the Syriac Church, in the Maronite Church, in the Catholic Church, always you're either kneeling, or you're standing, or you're sitting, or you're kneeling, or you're down. You can't go to sleep.
那些聚 会，你总是一下站起来，一下跪下来，一下这样，所以你不会睡着的。
In our church meetings, we can have a whole lot of them. Asleep.
但是在我们的聚会里面，大家都在睡觉。
Having given the same hymn they give every week.
唱同样的诗歌。
Or the same portion of the word.
或者讲同样的道。
Or sometimes the same testimony.
同样的见证都一样。
There is nothing so boring as a church meeting.
所以这样的聚会当然是死气一片。
When the Lord is not there.But when the Lord is there, there is nothing more exciting than a church meeting. You're in the throne room of God. It is the head that is speaking through the Holy Spirit. It is the members of the body who are being used. Then we younger people, and not myself of course, but you younger people,
所以每一个年轻弟兄们
You are wonderfully helped
你就得到造就
You see the truth in action
你就可以看见真理在进行
You see the truth being practiced
因为真理能够实行
You see older ones full of the Lord
因为这些年长的弟兄充满了
The contribution they are making is life
那么这个聚会就活了
It comes into the youngest person
那么这些年轻人就能够感觉到
Then there comes a desire amongst younger people to talk with the older ones
那么这些年轻人就有兴趣跟年长的交流
How did you get there?
你们怎么会这样子
You see, in so many assemblies we hear the problem What to do with the young people? The young people are lifeless, they want the world
那么但是我们常常听见的是说、哦、年轻人喜欢世界
What we need to do is get on our knees and ask Lord revive your work in the midst of the years
所以我们需要跪下来祷告主啊求你在这些年间复兴你的作为
Meet us by your spirit
求你用你的灵遇到我们每一个人、
I hope I have covered these questions on this matter but associated with it is another question
那另外一个类似的问题
we are living in abnormal days
今天我们在一个不正常的光
景 we have Baptist churches Methodist churches Presbyterian churches
也有浸信会长老会各式各样的不同的聚会
interdenominational churches
有宗派的，有非宗派的。
有 Pentecostal churches，
有灵恩的。
Charismatic churches，
有五旬节的。
This is an abnormal condition。
这是一个反常的。
How are we to really put into practice these principles we've been talking about？
那么我们这次交通这些圣经中属灵的原则，在这个不正常的情况，怎么样是付诸于实行
？Dear brother, dear sister，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
There is nothing, sadly, nothing abnormal about this condition.
实际今天的光景还是蛮正常的。
Ever since the second century,
从第二世纪开始
we've had this problem.
今天的问题当年就有了。
And it is a problem the Holy Spirit has addressed again and again and again and again.
然后圣灵针对这个不正常的光景就一直在那里向我们讲怎么样
You had the Donatists The Montanists You had the Bogomils You had the Priscillianists You had the Waldenses you
在教会的历史里头你就发现神在不同的这些弟兄们身上一代一代一代都做了工
Even before the Reformation
即使在改教之前
The Holy Spirit brought at least a remnant of believers to practice principles that we have talked about.
也就是说，在这一段教会不正常的光景里头，圣灵仍然兴起不同的弟兄们起来，照着圣经的基本原则来聚会。
There has not been a single period in the history of the church since Pentecost.Where the Holy Spirit hasn't taken the initiative.
从五旬节以来，这么漫长的历史里头，没有一天圣灵不做工，来感动一批人，照着圣经的原则来聚会。
These things have grown and gone. God did something in the first and second generation of every one of those movements. It was the three materials out of which the city of God is built. Gold, precious stone, pearl. And it's almost as if the Lord lets the thing go. And starts again. It is amazing. Even the Reformation quickly broke up into all kinds of groups. Abnormal.
这个改教运动很快的就变成一盘散沙。
And our brother spoke about the Moravians.
那么我们弟兄提到摩维利亚弟兄们。
And the early, well, we call them today Methodists.
或者我们今天叫他叫做 Methodist, 这个梅伊美会。
Yeah. I mean, in fact, the early Methodists didn't even call themselves Methodists. They saw themselves as the children of God. They were actually called by others enthusiasts. Then later they got the name Methodist.
But
it doesn't matter where you turn. There has been abnormal conditions. Well, what happened in China? Unbelievably abnormal conditions. Every form of denomination. And then God took hold of men like Brother Watchman Nee. And what about India?
在印度呢?
What about the Baxing?
巴姓弟兄?
Every conceivable denomination.
也是有一样的问题, 各样的宗派,
and God raised up Brother Baxing and others.
神就在印度兴起巴姓跟其他的众弟兄们.
And the same in Britain with Brother Sparks.
在英国史巴克弟兄们.
There's never been a time when we've not had these abnormal conditions. Why? Because of, there is an enemy. And everything we move of the Holy Spirit, He has come alongside to see where the weakness is and finally destroy it.
所以神做工, 邪灵在旁边一直看哪里有缺口就进去破坏。
But I do not believe that Satan will win.
但是我不相信撒旦会赢。
The wonderful thing is that the Holy Spirit has taken the initiative and will take the initiative.
神的灵
until those words are fulfilled, the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. So, dear brother, dear sister, whoever asked the question, I think it represents more than just one person. Take heart. Obey the Lord. Follow the Lord completely. And may the Lord lead you to others of like mind who can together share the Lord.
这样鼓励你们，你们跟忠心的跟随主， 祷告求主带领你们， 让你们有相同心智的人 在一起为教会祷告。
One question I think I can answer simply, but I think it'd be better for Brother Stephen to have answered this one. Does the bride, the wife of the Lamb, the New Jerusalem, is it all believers or only those who've grown in the Lord?
另外一个问题就是说，这个心腹，预备整齐。这个心腹是指历世历代所有的基督徒呢，还是指的历世历代中那些成熟的基督徒说？
Every believer is potentially, in my understanding, part of the wife of the Lamb.
那我个人的相信是，每一个蒙宝血拯救的神的儿女，都在原则上是有份于这个心腹。
Everyone truly born of God.
我是指真正重生得救的人。
That man or woman is potentially part of the wife of the Lamb.
每一个真正重生得救的基督徒，他具有潜力成为这一个心腹的一个部分。Now,
in the understanding the Lord has given me, the Father doesn't want to marry a babe to the Lord Jesus.
照我的了解，当然，天父没有意思要让一个没有成熟的。
He doesn't believe in child marriage.
这个儿童结婚这是不可能的事。
As simple as that.
就是这么简单。
Don't you think that the Lord is interested in having someone next to him that looks beautiful, like a Hollywood star, wonderful nails, wonderful hair, wonderful eyelashes, wonderful figure, and nothing between the ears?
你难道想到这个将来基督的心腹跟好莱坞的那个名？ 女明星一样的，外表看起来非常动人美丽，但是从脑袋这边到耳朵到那边，中间是空的。
I mean, think. She's just that all he wants is someone there next to him to look pretty.
难道主的心腹只是好看吗？
No.
不是的。
The word of God is very clear.
主的话很清楚。
He wants us to sit down with him in his throne.
因为主说要与他同坐宝座,
as he sat down in his father's throne,
像他坐在父的宝座上,
he himself as a man was made perfect, complete, mature through suffering.
我们的主, 他是经过苦难而学习了完全, 才能够掌权。
Therefore, as I understand it, the bride consists of those who by the grace of God alone and by the power of the Holy Spirit have grown to maturity.
同样的原则，他的心腹也必须靠着神的恩典与圣灵的能力，经过许多的苦难，然后学习达到完全。
That's as far as my revelation from the Lord goes.
这是我从主所领受的。
Stephen is the one to answer some of the questions. Will God have some way of causing these babies to grow?
那剩余的部分，那些没有成熟的，主是不是让他们怎么样能够长大？
It's a theological problem. Really? The Catholics got purgatory. So did the Orthodox Church.
they got
this idea. But I don't think we should go beyond what is clearly revealed to us.
我觉得重点是我们注意看圣经已经启示的部分。But
we need to grow, that's the problem.
重点是我们要成长成熟。When
our assembly meetings, our church meetings are so boring, something wrong.
如果我们的聚会变得那么沉闷死气沉沉的话，这是大问题。
We've stopped growing. We're not moving with the Lord. We're not advancing with the Lord. We've become a fourth, fifth generation. We're dying. Dying on our feet. Dying while we sing hymns. And while we read the Bible. And while we say prayers. We need to be alive. This is the great, the key need. The greatest necessity is to grow in the Lord.
所以最大的需要在今天的教会就是在基督里面长进。
Let me say something to you younger ones.
我要对青年人说几句话。
That fleshly elder or leader that you've got such a problem with.
你看到你们聚会中那些不长进的长者。
Maybe the Lord will teach you a tremendous amount through just being under that brother's leadership. Maybe he will teach you, if the Lord gives us time and you become a leader, how not to lead. But we, you know, we grow very often by the relationship to one another in the church. That's just the second grouping. Here is the third, the most difficult. I've kept it to the end.
第三个难题,
I was hoping that Hosea would say, I think the time is up. I've had a whole number of questions about the charismatic. Shall we accept or reject the charismatic movement? Does it come from God? I personally have no doubt at all that the charismatic movement in its beginnings was a real move of the Spirit of God.
在这个灵恩运动的起头, 我是毫无疑问是圣灵的一个工作。
In the recovery move of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵在做恢复工作的时候,
as we see it through the history of the church,
没错,整个2000年教会的历史,
we ought not to stop at the brethren movement.
这个圣灵恢复的工作不是停到弟兄的运动就完了。
I always remember that our brother Sparks,
我记得史巴克弟兄说,
his mother was an Irvingite.
他的妈妈是
Edward Irving. He was a minister. He began a movement in
1816.
About the recovery of the church.
那个时候神就让他看见要恢复教会的真理。
Today he is called the father of the charismatic.
那今天这个弟兄被后来的人称为 灵恩之父。
Brother Sparks personally told me, I grew up in my mother's drawing room meetings listening to tongues and prophecies and all kinds of gifts.
所以 史弟兄说，他从小长大在妈妈的带领之下，那妈妈的这些聚会都有他从小就听，他们讲方言啊，唱民歌啊这些事情。But
he felt that the Lord led him far beyond that.
但是圣灵的带领还超过这些。These
gifts, tongues, interpretation, prophecies, prophetic utterances have never ceased in the history of the church.
不管方言也好,翻方言也好,说预言也好,等等,这些灵恩的表现,在教会的历史中一直产生,一直发生,没有断过。
When people say that it was restored in the Welsh Revival of 1903,
但是有人说这些事情是在1903年,这个威尔斯大复兴以后才开始的。
It is wrong. When out of the Welsh Revival came three Pentecostal denominations.
威尔士大复兴是出自于三个灵恩的教会。
Elim Assemblies of God and the Apostolic.
有一个叫以灵教会，有一个叫做使徒教会。
American Christians always say Azusa Street.
1906。美国的这些灵恩的人常常指的是这个阿苏萨街的，Los Angeles，指的那个阿苏萨街的在洛杉矶的一个教会。They
say before then there were no tongues, no gifts.
在那个之前，没有方言这些灵恩的现象。But
there were gifts for the Anabaptists.
但是你去看教会历史，with the
Waldenses,
and
with the Donatists, with the Priscillianists, forget it, with the Huguenots,
这个法国的 Huguenot 弟兄们,
and with the Quakers,
跟这些贵格会的人,
it has never ceased.
所以你就知道从来没有停过.
Whenever there's been a lot of spiritual life,
当
These kind of manifestations were present. Even Wesley talks about it in some of his meetings. He says people fell down and babbled. Martin Luther complains about the prophets at Worms, that they babbled.
那么马丁路德也提到有一些人在聚会中说方言，然后就倒在地上,
prophesied to one another.
然后说预言,
it has never ceased.
所以意思说没有停止过.
The Puritans,
清教徒,
that we think of as the most
conservative. 清教徒是最保守的咯。
The Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, who was an authority on the Puritans, said to me once, you know, Lance, they used to, in their meetings, people fell down and spoke in tongues.
就是这个有名的一个牧者叫做钟马田，他亲自跟我说，在他们的聚会中，有人倒在地上说预言。
And the preacher would say, leave them, leave them.
那讲道的传道人就说，不要动他，让他就让他讲。
Now this is not just to say that all this is right.
我不是说对错的问题。
What our brother said earlier, Brother Stephen, is absolutely, we need to underline it. We need to discern the spirits, whether they be of God.
我要加重刚刚江弟兄所讲的。
John in his first letter, chapter 2, says, you have an anointing from God that you know what is true.
所以,约翰一书里面告诉我们,在你们里面有恩膏的教训。
You have an inner witness.
有一个里面的见证。
Even when you're young in the Lord,
你即使是一个刚信主,
that witness is there. How many times I've noticed young believers are more quick to smell something funny than older believers.
这个他们的嗅觉常常比这个老基督徒嗅觉好。
I remember we had someone once at Halford House.
我记得我们当年在Halford House的时候,
there was definitely something very odd about him.
那个人怪里怪气的。
And the older one said, oh wonderful. Wonderful. This man has such visions. Such understanding. But the younger people came to me and said, brother, I don't like to criticize, but that brother
there's something wrong.
但是年轻的基督徒过来跟我说，我并不是要批评论断，但是这个人的东西有问题了。
What is the difference between the older and the younger?
那么到底老基督徒跟新基督徒有什么不同啊？
The younger didn't know anything.
因为年轻的不知道什么事。
So they went by an inner witness.
他们就照着直觉来啊。
And the older ones had the inner witness, but they pushed it down.
但是老的呢，他有里面的感觉，但是他把这个压制住了。
He said, no, temperamentally I'm different to this brother.
我跟这个人不太一样。
So they push it down.
他就把他压下来。
One old brother said to me many years ago, the first reaction that you have in your spirit is nearly always the right one.
一个老练的基督徒有一次跟我说，你的灵觉的第一次的那个感觉往往是对的。
Now let me come back to the question.
好，我再回到我们的问题。
Is the charismatic of God?
灵恩运动是出于什么?
Something that has swept millions into the kingdom of God cannot be of the devil.
这个运动有百万的人被带进神的国，我们不能说这是出于魔鬼。
On the other hand, what I've said does not mean that what is happening now is of the Lord.
但是并不是说到今天正还在变化的情形都是出于神，不能这样说。
The charismatic is already dying.
因为这个灵恩运动现在已经进入它的尾
crystallizing into huge mega churches.
因为现在已经变成一个组织化的东西，变成一个大的结晶体了。
Many things in it that are wrong.
很多里面有东西是错的。
They're of the world.
已经世界化
psychological manipulation
有用心理学来掌控人
almost witchcraft
甚至到了有巫术的
掺杂 in sort of influencing people
来感动人
every great move of the spirit of God at some point or anotherinstitutionalizes and crystallizes.
所以你就看见圣灵每一次做事之后，人总是慢慢就把它变成一个人的组织，然后把它变成一个结晶。
Now, dear brother, dear sister,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
I may be wrong.
我可能讲错。
I believe I am right.
但是我还是相信我是对的。
And one of the reasons is that.I, with others, was involved in prayer warfare. We felt in Richmond, in England, that we needed to set aside all the meetings and seek the Lord in prayer.
我与一些弟兄们在这个祷告的征战里面有一点学习，在伦敦也好，在 Richmond 也好，我们常常需要把许多一般的聚会放下来，专门来祷告征战。
On the first day of September of 1961,
1961年9月1号
，we put aside all our normal.
我们把所有一般的聚会放下
，and we began to meet in prayer.
我们就开始聚在一起专门祷告。
Within a year, we had grown so much in number.
在一年之内，这个祷告会迅速的成长。
That we felt we had to restore the Bible study.
然后我们觉得需要有查经的聚会。
Of course, we will never let go of the Lord's table.
所以我们当然波饼的聚会是一直进行。
But every day.7 days of the week, for each of those years, we prayed.
我们这个祷告会是每天的进行。
Our prayer was for the building of the church.
我们乃是为着神家的建造来祷告。
That God would break through all the denominational barriers.
神能够打破所有这些宗派的隔阂。
And somehow do something.
求圣灵来做他的工作。
Interestingly, it was exactly, none of us realize it, exactly 10 years from when we began to pray in 1951.
然后是You began at 61.
Yeah, 61 was this, but 51, 10 years earlier, we prayed for 4 months.
10年前, 5年的时候, 我们也有4个月的祷告。
And out of that came the work in Richmond.
所以, 从那个祷告, 四个月之后, 开始有 Richmond的聚会。
We first, in about 1962, we began to hear of strange stories of the Holy Spirit falling upon absolutely dead churches.
然后在60年代的时候, 我们就听见有一些很稀奇的见证, 说圣灵在某一个很死的教会开始做工。
No big speakers.
那个聚会没有大的讲话。
No well-known names.
没有什么有名的人物。
I remember one little old Methodist church in Cornwall, right in the west of England.
在伦敦的西部有一个美美会的一个很小的教会。
Dead as the dodo.
死气沉沉的一个老教会。
Absolutely dead.
完全没有声音。
And the Holy Spirit fell on this group.
然后圣灵就
And the most amazing things happened. People got saved. In one village after another. People got healed. We could, then we thought, oh, we heard they speak in tongues.
Oh,
this isn't what we're praying for, we said. We're not praying for tongues. Or gifts. We're praying for the church. Then we heard in the south of Wales. Exactly the same thing. Then we heard in the north of England. It's something the same. No big names.
都是很明不尽真,
no one traveling around from place to place.
Then
we began to wonder,
我们就开始思想,
is God answering prayer in a way that we don't understand? You know, after 3 years,
3年之后,
I remember very clearly,
我今天都还记得,
it was a Wednesday.
是一个礼拜三,
and you know that dead, boring meeting I talked about? I thought, what are we doing? It's so dead.
我刚刚讲到那个死气沉沉的聚会是死透了。
We've been praying now for 3 years.
现在我们祷告了3年。
Are we flogging a dead horse?
我们是不是, 这个对一个死的马还在那边希望它复活?
Maybe we're just determined, and it's not the Lord. And suddenly,
但是忽然间,
2/3 of the way into that rather dead meeting, prayer meeting,
那个聚会有了差不多过了三分之二了,
someone said, I feel I'm looking into heaven.
有一个弟兄说我好像看到了天。
And someone else the other side of the room said, I'm seeing the same thing.
另外一个弟兄就说,是啊,我也有看见同样的事啊。
And then one of the elder brothers said, I see the same thing.
然后又一个年长的弟兄说,我也看到同样的事。
And then we broke into everyone praising the Lord.
所以,然后就看到每一个人开始赞美神了。
Then a sister had a scripture.
然后一个姐妹有一个经,
Within 1 year, the walls will come down.
一年之内,所有隔断的墙通通拆除。
And then we felt, this has to be the Lord.
所以我们心里面就很清楚,圣灵的工作。
Only we knew the Lord had heard our prayer.
因为神听了我们的祷告。
So then we decided for 1 year,
所以我们,
we would praise the Lord.
我们这一年的祷告就是赞美神。
We would just come together and we would thank Him.
所以我们就在一起祷告的时候就赞美神。
Well now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
this whole thing began in 1964. 63, 64, it had started earlier. but really it began in that. We couldn't believe what we saw. I went to see Brother Sparks.
这个事情从62一直到64, 我们简直无法相信神的工作, 我就去找18个弟兄。
What do you feel is happening?
请教他, 这些事情怎么解释?
I mean, we are seeing dead pastors and dead ministers suddenly alive in the Lord.
那个本来死气沉沉的牧师, 现在充满生命。
I've never forgotten one missionary coming and ringing on the bell at Halford House.
我永远记得有一个宣教士跑到我们聚会地方。
I've known her since the day I was saved.
我知道她好多年, 我得救那天就不认识她了。
And she was in charge of the whole work in Nepal. In Nepal.
她是到尼泊尔做宣教。
And she'd always look down on me.
她每次都向下,
always. She was older than me. She was always saying, you should do so and so and so and so. Always giving me a list of things I ought to do.
每次见到我都要我做这些做那些事情。
And when I opened the door,
我开了门,
I couldn't believe it.
我不敢相信我的眼睛。
She shone. Shined.
Oh. 她发光,
absolutely as if the glory of God was in her.
她像神一样这样发光。
And she said to me, have you a moment for a spot of fellowship?
她说,你有点时间,我想跟你交通交通。
She'd never asked that question in all the years I'd known her.
这辈子她从来没有这样跟我说好话过。
And I said, you must have had an experience of the Holy Spirit.
所以我就说,
how could you tell, she said.
那他说,你怎么知道?
I could multiply that by 1,000 things. Yes, there's a lot that was counterfeit.
是,在灵恩运动中有很多假冒的东西。
A lot that was flesh.
很多东西是出于肉体的。
But something happened.
但是是有真实的。
All over Britain, people began to ask about, what is the church?
从那个时候以后就很多人开始来问到底什么是教会,
what is the body of Christ?
什么叫做基督的身体?
Suddenly people wanted to read Watchman Nee.
那个时候开始就人对尼度兄的书有兴趣。
They even wanted to read Austin Sparks, far more difficult to read.
也有人开始愿意要读18个的东西了, 那个时候18个弟兄认为是很难读的。
It was amazing to us.
这都是很稀奇的。
So I have a personal involvement in this, so small but personal, in the sense that we prayed and we felt somehow or other God answered our prayer.
所以我的意思是说我们在过去实在看见 教会起来祷告,
now from this, do not think that I'm saying to join the charismatic.
但是我并不是说从今天起你就开始加入灵恩运动, 不是这个意思。
What I'm saying is this.
我的意思是,
I believe in answer to the question, yes, in its beginnings, it was a real work of the Holy Spirit.
灵恩运动的开始, 的的确确是圣灵开始。
Since then, it has been hijacked.
但是后来又被这个劫机劫跑了。But
praise the Lord, the results are there.
但是对整个的结局我们还是。Everywhere. 各地方,
all over the world.
全世界,
so many who found the Lord.
很多人借着这个,
so many who are alive to God.
带了很多的新的生命,
praise the Lord.
赞美神。
Well, forgive me the answers I have given are not the best answers, but
请多多包涵,我没有给最好的答案。
May the Lord answer every one of your questions.
愿主自己来回答, 诸位的每一个人的问题。
And if you don't have any, come to me, I have some.
你现在来找我。
Thank you. Okay.
is to have a short word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this conference.
主，为了这个特会，我们感谢你。
You have ministered to each of our hearts.
你实在在我们心中说了话。
And now we have no excuse.
我们现在没有任何的借口。
But to go on with you.
我们要跟随你。
And so bless the few concluding words I'll be sharing.
我们求你祝福这最后一点末了的话。
Help us to go on with you.
帮助我们继续的跟随你。
Until your purpose is fully realized.
直到你的旨意完全的成就。
In your precious mighty name.
就奉你伟大的名。
Amen. When we gather, Thursday evening,
当星期四晚上我们一同聚集的时候
I share that the eyes of the Lord is looking to and fro throughout the whole earth to find those whose hearts are loyal toward Him.
我们说到主的眼睛遍察全地，寻找那些向他心里面从纯正直的人。
The Lord is diligently looking.For those whose hearts are true to Him.
主是积极的迫切的在那里寻求那些心向着他是心存诚实的人。
Now why the Lord has to do this looking work?
为什么主要这里要遍察全地寻找
Because there are very few.
因为这样的人很少。
Too few whose hearts are loyal toward Him.
因为太少有人他心存诚实
Because we often occupy with our affairs
因为我们经常用我们的事来霸占了我们的心
Especially Christian service
特别是在基督徒的服事里面
We allow His work, the Lord's work to take a big higher place than the Lord Himself
我们让主的工作站在主心意的上面
Without putting the Lord first, there's nothing else.
如果我们没有尊主为首位，一切都算不得上。
If he's not the first and the last, all is vanity.
如果他不是始，他不是终，一切都是虚空的。
Now this morning, I just want to encourage a few words to you, brothers and sisters.
愿意早上就是说一点勉励的话。
Now we have heard what the Lord has spoken to our hearts.
我们已经听到了主向我们心中所说的。
And now we have the responsibility.
如今是我们的责任。
We have to take our stand with the Lord.
我们要站在主这一边。
There is a book called God's Spiritual House.
有一本书是说神属灵的家。
And the author is for Theos Sparks.
是斯派克弟兄的书。
He said, if you see what God wants, what do you do?
如果你看到了神所要的那你要做什么呢
If you see what God wants for His testimony and you don't find it in your locality and you don't find it elsewhere, what do you do?
如果你看到神的需要在你的地方你没有找到你要做什么呢
Is it, That is a real challenge.
这是一个挑战
If you take your stand with God, then He will begin to do a work.
如果你真正的站在主这一边他会开始他的工作。
He will bring those who have the same vision as yours. He will bring them to you, or you will bring them to them.
你把有这样看见的人，你参与他们，或者你把他们带到你的跟前。
So the challenge is that we should not compromise the truth that's been given to us this conference.
哦，这个话就是说，在这次特会里面，主向我们说出来的话，我们不要做任何的妥协。
The pattern is Christ.
因为这里那个标杆是基督
The pattern is Christ
那个样式是基督
The way is Christ
道路是基督
And only through His life we can see that pattern
也只有借着生命我们能够看到那个样式
Only through His life we can walk in His way
也只有借着他的生命我们能够走在他的道路上
And we are living in the last days
我们是在末后的日子
Many challenges
今天面对许多的挑战
And the easy way out is to compromise
我们很容易就妥协了。
But the Lord help us to remain pure for Himself.
求主帮助我们
叫我们在他面前保持我们的忠诚。
Keep us pure for himself.
保守我们向他的忠诚。
Now, just a couple more points.
有两个点。
If the Lord has indeed sure something of himself,
如果主把他自己向我们打开了，
hold fast to it.
你要抓住主向你打开的。
Hold fast.
抓紧。
By the Holy Spirit, by the grace of God, hold fast to it.
记着神的恩典，靠着圣灵抓紧主给你的。
Because when we see what the Lord is after,
因为当我们看见了主所要的，
and we are captured by it,
我们被主所要的来掳住，
then we are spoiled for good.
那我们就给他抓稳了。
Then we are not satisfied with anything less than God's best.
因为我们就不会在主给的上好之外有任何的满足。
So as our brother says, the Lord give all of us who have a true heart a sense of divine dissatisfaction.
我们的弟兄说，主给那些真正向神有心的人有一个属灵的不满足。
What God, what pleases Him is that's what I want.
他讨他喜悦的。就是我所要的。
And I will not take anything less than that.
我不要任何不能够达到主所喜悦的。
And we have to have that kind of ambition.
我们要有这样的雄心。
Because what God has begun, He will surely finish it.
他开始的工，他必成就这工。
The other thing is that if we are moving on with the Lord.
另外一点就是说，我们要跟着主向前走。
We can never settle down.
我们不要停顿下来。
We can never accept the way where we are now as though it's everything.
我们不要来满足于现在的情况。
There's always more.
因为主给我们有更丰富。
There's more we need to press on.
我们需要再向前追求。
And even this conference,
就在这个聚会的里面。
We're richly blessed.
我们得到丰满的祝福。
But this is but a small.How can I put it? It's just to create in us a big appetite for the Lord Himself.
但这只不过是给我们一点点啊，开一开我们的胃口而已。
If the Lord is that good, then I want more of Him.
主是那样的美好，我们要更多的得着他。
So may the Lord bless you, brothers and sisters.
求主来祝福我们每一位弟兄姊妹。
That He will keep this word that will share this conference in our hearts.
他把这次特会里面向我们说的话保守在我们的心中。
By faith believing.
但是我们要用信心来相信他的信心。
What is the complete mind? What is complete word? He will surely fulfill it.
哦，他向我们所说的话，他要成就。
No shortcut.
没有任何的捷径。
But refuse to take anything less than God's very best.
叫我们拒绝去得到赐好的。
So may the Lord help us.
求主帮助我。
And I want to share a couple of verses with you.
我愿意跟大家分享一点的经文。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书第九章。
Verse 23.
第二十三节。
Thus says the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glorifies glory in this, that he understands and knows me.
耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口。勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我耶和华。
Now this verse 24 says, But the man who glories, glory in this, that he understands and knows me.
24节说，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦。
That is a very personal knowledge.
这是一个非常个人的认识。
He understands me and knows me.
他认识我，他知道我所喜悦。
And those whose hearts are loyal toward him, the Lord will make them understand him and knows him.
那些人向着他是忠心的，主会叫我们能够认识他，知道他所喜悦。
And let's turn to another passage, Second Peter.
我们再分到彼得后书。
Chapter 1,
第一章
verse 10,
第十节。
Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤。使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移，你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
What can prevent us from stumbling?
什么能够叫我们不失脚呢？
Be sure of our calling.
我们要清楚地知道我们的恩召。
Be sure of our election.
我们要对我们的拣选坚定不移。
Now remember, who calls you?
谁呼召我们？
It's God Himself who called you to Himself.
是神自己把我们招给他的面前。
Who chosen you? Who elect you?
是谁拣选你呢？
It's God Himself.
是神自己。
He invites you because you are picked to be favored by Him.
他邀请你，因为你是他所喜悦的。
And He favors. How does He favor you? For you to understand Him, for you to know Him, because that is everything.
因为他喜悦你，他要你去认识他，这是一切。
So if there's no understanding, no knowledge, how can we serve him the right way that's pleasing to him?
如果我们不认识他，我们怎么能够讨他的喜悦去侍奉他？
So but make sure of your calling.
你要对你的拣选坚定不移。
Make sure your election.
对你的恩召坚定不移。
And if that is the case, we will be prevented from stumbling.
如果是这样的话，我们就不会跌倒。
Now there's only one call.
只有一个呼召。
There's only one election.
也只有一个拣选。
So one brother at one of the companies said, God's one vote counts for everything.
因为神那一票就代表了一切。
That's right. When God votes you into it, you are in for good.
神投你一票，你就永远在里面。
So he is the one who calls you.
他是那位呼召你的。
And he voted you in into his purpose.
他是把你选入他的旨意里面。
Because he intends to finish his glorious work with all of us.
因为他的旨意乃是跟我们在一起来完成他的旨意。
Now we want to thank the Tainan and Kaohsiung brethren for their liberal love.
我们要谢谢在台南跟高雄的弟兄姊妹们爱心的劳苦。
They work very very hard.
他们非常劳苦的来服侍。
They have done the impossible.
他们实在是做出个不可能做。
Because we are residing in three different locations.
我们住在三个不同的营地。
And the logistic is just beyond them.
哦，这些的服侍实在是超过人所能够办到的。
But the Lord gave them wisdom and the grace.
主给他们智慧跟恩典。
And to serve in such a wonderful way.
然后这样好的服侍了我们。
Now I want to mention two names, Brother Edward Zhong and Kui Xiang, two brothers who sort of was coordinate these few days.
钟弟兄跟郑弟兄他们负了很多的责任。
And of course, there are many brothers and sisters that are standing with them.
还有许多弟兄们跟他们在一起。
So we are very thankful for their labor of love.
所以我们实在非常的感谢他们爱心的劳苦。
And may the Lord reach them. May the Lord bless them richly.
愿主丰富的来祝福他们。
And may the Lord recover his testimony here in Taiwan.
愿主在台湾恢复他的见证。
Also elsewhere throughout this whole earth.
也在传递恢复他的
经历。Be a safe, happy journey with the Lord's presence, with the Lord's fullness. Go with you wherever you are.
带着主的丰满、平安、喜乐的回去。